starter, because we understand the power of the universe and we know how inconsequential the action part of your life is anyway. In other words, if you knew how little difference the action part of your world makes, you wouldn't be having conversations about how fast you start, because whether you start or slower or not does not make any difference. It's the energy alignment that matters. But when you take some component of yourself and you decide to use it as the reason to feel not good about yourself, now that is of interest to us, because now you're messing with your own energy stream. You see, now you are disallowing the energy to flow that so much of your life has already gotten into motion. And the reason that you don't like the feeling of the slow start is not because you care so much about whether you start slow or not. It's that it doesn't feel good. And the reason that it doesn't feel good isn't because you're not moving fast. It's because you're beating up on yourself and denying your own energy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So these next words really matter a lot to you or whoever is standing wherever they are. I am where I am. This is just what is. I am where I am, and it's all right, and it's got to be all right, because no one can change their energy instantly. So it's got to be all right. That would be like looking at where you are as on the television screen in your cabin and demanding that all of a sudden, instead of being this far out into the ocean, that you be that far out into the ocean. You're not going to do that. You are where you are. But how you feel about where you are is everything, you see. So talk in those terms. I am where I am. And talk to us about this slow start with a determination to make it downstream instead of upstream. This is the work. Boring, isn't it? This is the work.
I'll start off with, I am where I am.
And I don't get started very fast.
Yeah.
But when I do, I pick up momentum quickly. And at the end of the day, it really is of no consequence how I started out, because I finish strong.
Yes. It's true.
I am where I am, and I like moving into my day. And I like it that nobody gets to set the standard of how my day unfolds but me. And I have come to some ways of living life that are working well for me, and I can't for the life of me figure out why I beat myself over the head. I think I'm trying to see myself through the eyes of others and trying to combine an action world with a vibrational world, and innately I can feel that that doesn't work very well, and I think the larger part of me is trying to chill. I think I'm really getting this allowing part down, and that may very well be the reason for my slower start. I'm learning to relax more and allow the laws of the universe to carry more things, and I'm starting to rely less and less on the action part of my world, and I'm realizing and have for some time that there's no point in beating my brains out, because all that is counterproductive. And so maybe everything's unfolding just the way it ought to, and as I come more into alignment, I might be inspired to more things, but for now, how it's working is working pretty well. In other words, that's an example of a reaching for downstream comments, you see. And it may be, as you apply that more and more, that you may find yourself feeling more alert and more ready to jump in earlier on, or you may not, but in any case, it's the way you feel about it that matters, you see.
Thank you.
Very good. You'll hear much more about that as we're moving forward. After we've been together for a while, and you lay out every conceivable situation of you not being where you want to be, and you hear us hammer you with the question, well, is that an upstream thought or a downstream thought? You'll leave here understanding that that's all there is to deliberate creation. Because step one is already done, and step two is already done. And reaching for downstream thoughts is what step three is, isn't it?
Hi, I want to say thank you. I appreciate being here, and I appreciate the work you guys do. Okay, I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget, so I'm just going to read it, okay? I know you say that when we die, we all go into pure positive energy. Does someone like